Chapter 11. The Silence of the Humble. Say what is worth more than silence, or keep still. St. Gregory Nazianze. This very ancient maxim, which came from the lips of a great saint, is one of the most exact formulas for practical humility. Silence is the eternal atmosphere of God. Quote, God the Father has but one word, His word. He pronounces it in an eternal silence. St. John of the Cross. The person aiming at humility is basically a silent person, for she strives never willfully to leave the interior solitude where the divine guest abides and in which she adores him unceasingly. However, we must say that there are some silences which indicate anything but humility. Certain silences are only manifestations of a strong inertia. There are also silences which are very clear manifestations of wounded or ingrowing pride. There are obstinate or stubborn silences, or the silence which comes from self-complacent thinking, or the egotism which pays no attention to what would be agreeable to others. There are even silences which are the equivalent of slander or rash judgments. It is very rightly said that silence is the fatherland of the strong. It is also that of the humble. But we may say that certain silences are the refuge of the proud. The true silence of the humble person is that which she seeks in interior solitude in order to find God there. In that solitude, in the presence of God, life is concentrated, and for that reason it grows stronger. Remember, Philothea, to retire occasionally into the solitude of your heart while you are outwardly engaged in business or association with others. This mental solitude cannot be prevented by the multitude of those who surround you. As they are not about your heart, but only about your body, your heart may remain in the presence of God alone. From Devout Life, Part 2, Chapter 12. O God, make me know this silence.